Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And I do think this is one of the, I don't think advantages is the right word for it, but let me think about that. One of the consequences, how about that, of coming to know Christ as an adult, whether that's 27 or 57 or whenever it might be, is that very awareness of this past life. If you come to know Christ as my children did, age 5 from my son, 8 from my daughter, they'll be hard-pressed to look back and say, oh boy, I remember the bad years I needed to be forgiven for. And in some ways, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people say to me, I wish I had your testimony, I always say, so you mean you wish that you had run out of a burning building? You know, it's not really anything anybody wants. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who that's our story, gratitude is how we need to live every day. And I guess that's what I meant by a consequence or a reality is, I think we are maybe a bit more grateful for that grace when we are fully aware of how much we need it. Mm-hmm. Surely that was the case with the Apostle Paul. You know, his conversion was so dramatic, and at such a point in his life, he would at no point ever be unaware of all he had been forgiven, of all he had done wrong, and all the ways God was using him, not in spite of his past, but in many ways because of his past. God uses us all. If we grew up in a Christian family always knowing Jesus and have been walking the straight and narrow since as far back as we can remember, well, yay! That's the testimony we want for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if our story is, well, we ran out of a burning building or God yanked us out of a miry pit, whatever our story is, we're grateful to still be alive. I can tell you so many points in my life, Bill, when I shouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, driving while drunk. I mean, the things I did, guys holding guns to my head, you know, it was not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that I'm still here makes me ever grateful, and I know I have a lot of company in that. And so those of us who live with that awareness, part of our job, I think, in the body of Christ is to help everybody be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, be like me, no way, but let me be an example. You think of Paul saying, I am the worst example. I am the worst of sinners, but I am also an example of how great the grace of God is. That, by the way, was the LRV, the Lizzie Revised Version, but you know the scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.